This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. By all accounts, Jeff Friedman has a sense of humor. He writes wildly imaginative poems about beer-drinking bears, puppets that attack those who come to watch them perform, a man who takes the shape of his chair, and drones that can cure what ails you. His new collection of prose poems, Floating Tales, puts this sense of humor on display. Friedman lives in West Lebanon, and he's here with me in the studio to talk about his new book. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you for inviting me, Peter.
Happy to have you here. And I wanted to ask you, because you've been described as a comedian, how do you feel about that description?
Well, you know, it's a little bit of pressure, actually. You know, I don't know. I mean, growing up, I was kind of a class clown. So in that sense, I guess I've accepted it. But when my early years as writing, I think I went away from that to try to be more and more serious. Everything had to end in death and, you know, morbid. If it wasn't a little morbid, I wasn't happy.
So you're not trying to be funny. You were naturally funny and you're trying to get away from that.
I was early on in my writing. I mean, I feel like my early books were, you know, a lot of more about my work life and family life, but also they were focused on things that I considered to be at that time, you know, like the death of my father and a kind of ritualistic discussion of all of family life and work life and living in St. Louis, growing up in St. Louis. And I think at one point I sort of hit the point where why not let more of my personality into the work instead of being so narrow, and it started coming out. Over the years, more and more, I feel like I've been getting more of me into my work.
And do you feel like you've been getting a better response to your work since then?
I think I always got a good response to my work, but I get a different response at this point. You know what I mean? And I'm happier right now writing what I'm writing because I'm writing. You know what I mean? I always say that as soon as I finish anything. God, that's the greatest piece I've ever done in the world. And the next day, that's the worst piece ever done in the world. So, but I do feel like there's more elements of me that have come out in this that are good. You know, it's the time. It's right now. This is what I should be writing because that's what I mean. That's where it's going. It's been entertaining. You know, I like the idea of entertaining people.
One of the ones that entertained me, and I'm hoping you can read it for us, is a poem called The Beer Bear. Can you read that for us?
Sure. This is the first. I mean, I've read a lot of some of these, but I haven't read them all live, you know, so I'll give it a shot and see what come up with. Okay. The Beer Bear. Face to face with the bear, I raised my baseball bat and watched him, but he seemed more interested in the garbage dumpster he had just plundered. Bash his brains out, the crow in the driveway shouted. But the bear's hackles relaxed down his neck as he continued eating from a white hefty bag. Is that good? I asked. The bear nodded. Can I get a cold one? He said. I went inside and uncorked a Sam Adams. I'm sure that serving beer to a bear is against the law, I said, but handed it to him anyway. Show me the law, he countered. He stood up to slug it down, and I could see he had a roll of fat around the middle, a big beer gut. Very unbear-like, I thought. Give me another, please. In no time, he downed five more beers and devoured the garbage. Now he looked drunk, stumbling around in the carport, banging on the car hood, knocking things over. Jump him while he's drunk, the crow cried. Get me another, the bear demanded. I'm out, I said. Besides, I don't believe you're a bear. You're just a drunk disguised as a bear. No, I'm a beer disguised as a bear, he answered, pouring himself into the bottle, where he became a bottle of bear. Cap it, the crow shouted, before he gets away. He cawed loudly, and soon the driveway was full of crows, demanding I take action. Before he could pour himself out again, I chugged him down, the bear burning in my belly, demanding more, more.
That has the quality of a very strange dream.
Yes, actually, I think I work out of that a lot. I mean, it was influenced by Kafka, Zbigniew Herbert, and a lot of the fable writers and the biblical writers, too. So I do feel like these are fable, dreamlike pieces a lot of times.
Well, Jeff Friedman, thank you very much for coming in and speaking about your book.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Jeff Friedman is a poet living in West Lebanon, and his new book is called Floating Tales. And you can find a list of the top five books on Jeff's bookshelf at nhpr.org. What book would you like to recommend to your fellow listeners? Tell us about the book that you think other readers should check out. Our email address is books@nhpr.org. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.